janders, or?
I've heard it called yellow janders. I thought that was just kind of a slang expression. Uh-huh. It's yellow jaundice, I guess. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they call it janders in a lot of
parts
of the country. I was surprised when I first heard it because it wasn't familiar to me at all. How about that ailment that causes a pain in the side? And now there's...
Oh, I can't think of that. Appendicitis?
Uh-huh. What did they call that in the earlier days?
I don't know that they knew what it was. I believe that's what my mother died of, but I don't know that they, what they called it.
And if you eat something that doesn't agree to you, doesn't agree with you.
Indigestion?
And yes, and let's say that...
Dyspepsia?
Well, you don't know if it's going to stay down or not.
No, you might say vomit.
Uh-huh. You say you're
sick.
Where?
About in the stomach.
Uh-huh. Is that what you normally say? Sick in the stomach?
Well, I don't know. I just sick.
You say sick.
I just say my stomach aches.
Uh-huh.
Got stomach ache.
Well, there's a difference. In the north, it's sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
In the south, it's sick at my stomach.
Well, I don't believe I ever used that expression. I just say my stomach aches.
Uh-huh. If someone brings you information and someone says, did he bring a package? You say, no, he just came.
Came to see me? Or came?
Oh, I didn't set
came to tell me so and so.
Yeah, good.
Came to tell me.
Thank you. When your children misbehave, what would you do to them? Let's say they behave very badly.
Yeah, I might threaten to spank them.
What would you say to them?
I say I'm going to whip you, spank you.
If a boy goes to see a girl frequently and takes flowers and candy to her,
I say he's struck on her.
Huh? What's he doing?
Courting her, I guess.
And then he is her.
Her beau.
And she is his.
Your sweetheart.
And let's say that he asks her to marry him, and she accepts. Then he becomes her.
Engaged.
And what is he called, an engaged man?
I guess he's called her fellow.
Uh-huh. If, on the other hand, he asks her to marry him and she says no, then you'd say she...
She refused him or jilted him or turned him down.
But if they go to the church and go through the ceremony, then you say they are...
They're married.
And at this ceremony, the
bride and groom...
And the bride will have
flowers, a bridal veil, maybe.
Well, there'll be a girl with her.
Yeah,
a
bridesmaid.
And the man who accompanies the groom.
The best man.
Mm-hmm. Afterwards, was it customary here in the early days to have one of these mock serenades after a wedding, where people would bang and toot and go around the cabin or the house?
Well, I never heard of that, don't think, until I started school at Liberal. That is, of course, I was 12 or 13. And, well, I did start school there when I was 6 years old, but then I went back there at about 12 or 13, and then I heard of those serenades. I don't think I ever heard of them before.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they called it?
Serenade, yeah.
Did they have dances here in the early days?
Yeah, they had dances. Just call them dances. Dance.
When you were going to school, what was the big event in the spring? The one that officially marked summer.
And school was out.
Yeah. Now, what did you say when school was out? Did you say school? School what?
School's out.
Well,
vacation.
Did you say school lets out? School gets out?
Yeah, school's out.